RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You're missing some guys. Greenway, probably the same. Thompson, more than I.
Yeah, all load or maintenance. Greenway, kind of load management and what we're doing with him, and the rest are just maintenance.
The rest should be okay for yep. tomorrow.
Yeah.
Where do you think Zucker stands right now?
Yeah, obviously got another practice in with us today. I thought. You know, for probably the first real full hard practice, he looked pretty good. So just coming out of it, we'll just see where he's at in these coming days.
You're going to bring him?
Yep. Yeah, he's making the trip.
And Tyson?
Yeah, doing well. So just getting practice time, and he's doing well.
You know, we talked last night so much about Samuelson. We didn't ask you about Owen at all. And you look at the numbers. I think the shots on goal were 20-3 when Owen was on the ice. He had five on his own. Just what kind of game was that for him in terms of Dowling not being there and him really attacking the puck and attacking the net?
Yeah, I thought he really stepped up. You know, we did mention Samuelson, but nobody really focused in on how good a game he played and really how well he's been playing. Defensively first, you know, ending plays, and he's been strong around the net front. Offensively, he's been on some great looks. Even last night, he tried the what I call the Dahlin breakout on the power play, but just didn't finish.
He had 40 points last year. I know he's probably a little frustrated that offense is down this year, but you get the sense his confidence level with the puck is really growing quite a bit here.
I get more than sense it. I think he's happy with where his game is going. All parts of his game. I don't think it's just about offense. I think it's about, you know, defending and in that part of the game. He's got his game in a place where I think he can continue to grow it. Skating well for a big man. I mentioned his physicality has come. Boxing people out around net front. Picking the right time to get involved. Inside the offensive zone, I think some of the plays that he's made and finding guys has been good too.
Does a lot of his good work get not appreciated enough just because he does a lot of, it's all little things that he's doing so well?
I think when we don't have to talk about a defenseman, it's usually a good thing. You know, usually you notice, I mean, I might as well clump myself in with you guys, we all notice the mistakes first usually, the big mistakes. But a lot of the good plays or subtle plays don't go noticed. I think a lot of his subtle plays, you know, you don't really focus on that. But after the game, you go, you know, when I've gone through the game, I go, you know, I really think Owen has had a real, real tight game from breakout. You know, you look at breakout passes to coverage. You know, breaking the puck out of our zone is a big deal. When we've failed at in some games, we've lost plenty of those games, and I think the way we've managed the puck lately has led to us winning games.
How unique is it what Josh Dunn's been able to do? Because a lot of those depth signings, they'll get games and they're assets, but a lot of them don't become regulars, and he's been able to do that. And you know, you don't really see that around the league a ton.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's coupled with the fact we've had so many injuries. There's been a bigger opportunity. He's taken advantage of that opportunity. The role that he's played, whether it's left wing or fourth line center and some penalty killing, he's been good on faceoffs. I think he's taken advantage of every possible opportunity he's been given. whether it has been physicality or stepping in for somebody. He's been there to answer the bell and take advantage of whatever ice time is given, and I think he's played well.
For a while, Bo Vyram had his problems. You were trying to move him around. His puck management didn't seem well, and now he seems like he's on top of his game in both ends of the ice. What helped him change things around, get back to being the way he can play?
You know, I really think it starts with having a couple good games where you start feeling good about your game. When you've gotten in a couple games where you're not on top of your game, I think you start to question yourself, or sometimes you try to do too much. You know, I think he's got himself in a couple games where he really played well, and I think that his confidence is at a level right now that he believes he can be one of the top guys for us.
You know, the beauty of this winning streak is the consistency you guys have shown, but last night you passed four teams in the standings. Well, obviously, we know things can turn the other way, too, if you don't continue to at your level of play. Just how wary are you going to be going forward here? You've won eight in a row just to keep your guys, you know, at the level they're at and not let their play dip at all.
Well, you know, I think we've kind of talked about that and thought about what you're thinking from, like, game three on. And, you know, let's get through game four, and then we get to game five, and we're talking about the same thing. Let's try to remain consistent, you know, and it's been able to build. I think we're in the same place again. Now we're going on the road. We left on the road to go to Jersey and Ottawa. We knew they were going to be tough games. They were tough games. One was over, wasn't over until we killed a late penalty in Ottawa. You know, and you win that in overtime. We played a, you know, great second and third period in Jersey to win that game. So I think we've got that understanding, and we know how tight the standings are. So you feel like, boy, you got to win another one. You got to keep winning, because it is packed in there tight. And a win takes you up four places. A loss with another team, other teams playing, can take you down.
Continue to play like you're talking about here tomorrow against St. Louis. Does that basically answer the question of what you have to do differently than you did in the game when St. Louis was here? Is play the way you're playing now?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, you asked me about Boston. When we went to Boston the first couple games. First game we didn't play very well. I think the combination of managing the puck, breaking it out well, and taking advantage of your opportunities. And we've looked at some of their game where they played really well yesterday. So there's going to be opportunities to gain momentum in the game. We need to gain it when we can.
The end of the schedule on this road trip. Normally you go to the next city. You've been that way for many years. You guys are in Dallas quite a while after that game.
You know, we laid out part of that schedule. There's been a belief that sometimes we travel and get in too late. So I think the opportunity to stay there could have went to Columbus, got in real late, or could have went. We just decided. When we went through it, you know, management, myself, coaches, at the start of the year, that we would spend the extra day.
We've been playing both goalies a little bit now in this road trip. Will we probably see both goalies?
I would think you're correct in saying that, yeah. Not showing my hand, but yeah. Thanks.
Real quick, I'm on my way out.
You spoke to it last night a little bit, but Josh Norris's block, and, you know, he didn't have the stick. What does that kind of illustrate to you, epitomize to you?
You know, I think the desperation and the willingness to do what it takes to win a game from anybody. You know, kind of the team that whatever it takes to win the game, we're going to do it. And it doesn't matter who you are. I think that's really what sums it up. And when you start feeling good about winning, you get a lot of buy-in from a lot of different places.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.